Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop features folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. Here on the shelves at the thrift shop, you'll find old-time radio shows, 78s, cassettes, vinyl records, and yeah, even some new compact discs. It's a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit. Today we're going to take a look at New Age music and some of the music that was recorded early in the history of New Age music. Probably not called New Age music. Delving into the roots here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Sun Ra and The All of Everything, and before that, Alice Coltrane with Something About John Coltrane. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Today, I'm delving into the genesis of New Age music. I'd like to take a minute to say hello to folks listening on WCFI out in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio at 96.1, also on KXCR in Florence, Oregon, and at WLSL 92.7 in St. Leo, Florida, and online at fcsradio.com. Also heard around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I'll be back with more music right after this.
During World War I, a German scientist trying to eavesdrop on Allied telephone conversations kept picking up strange whistling noises on his equipment. Well, eventually these sounds were identified as being caused by lightning coming from as far away as halfway around the world.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The sounds were ultimately named whistlers. And today, with the help of a long antenna and a special receiver, Steve McGreevy records whistlers and other electromagnetic waves which occur naturally in our planet's atmosphere.
The ever-present thing which we're always hearing is the snapping and crackling and popping of lightning strikes. That's just a constant background noise.
Along with the cracks and pops, you can hear the distinctive sounds of whistlers, those long descending tones. Now, whistlers originate from the electromagnetic waves which are generated during lightning storms. These waves are guided by the lines of force which make up the Earth's magnetic field. Following the lines of force, the waves circle the Earth in a matter of seconds, and when you tune in with a radio receiver, you can hear them as trailing, whistling sounds.
What happens is that the energy takes a round trip in Earth's magnetic field to the opposite hemisphere, and then it bounces back. And in doing so, in making this long trip, the frequency components are spread out. In other words, that instantaneous burst of lightning gets peeled apart. The higher audio frequencies arrive before the lower ones, so you get this downward falling tone.
To hear about our new CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Thank you.
Two pieces by Emeril Webb. We heard Celebration and Flight of the Raven from 1979. Before that, Isao Tomita with Debussy's Arabesque No. 1. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And we're taking a trip down the dusty aisles of New Age music.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Modern filmmakers have a whole wealth of tools at their disposal to make great art on the cheap, including the glorious one-stop app shop known as the iPhone. For proof that even the lowest of budgets can lead to amazing stories, look no further than Sean Baker's feature debut, Tangerine, one of the most inventive films of the digital era. Set in a seedy stretch of Hollywood, the film follows transgender prostitute Cindy Rella on her first day out of prison. When Cindy finds out from her best friend that her boyfriend cheated on her while she was in jail, she goes on a quest across the city to find the other woman and get some street justice. This shaggy dog story is funny, action-packed, heartbreaking, and even a little hopeful in a trashy way. Cindy is a hellion with a mouth that'd make a sailor blush, but she's also a scorned woman, and her complex portrayal by trans performer Kitana Kiki Rodriguez is one for the history books. Cindy and other denizens of the block she and her fellow sex workers roam are fully fleshed out in all their grimy glory by Baker and crew, who shot the film entirely on iPhones, adding to the film's gritty feel. Surprising in every way. Tangerine. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Stay connected to the Indie Film Minute by liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter at Indie Film Minute, where you'll discover a whole world of film recommendations, movie news, and more.
From Marconi to the Space Age, you're celebrating the airwaves with DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a succinct history lesson. Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. You're on the sound beat.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Written by Jimmy Kennedy and Nat Simon, Istanbul, not Constantinople, tells a humorous tale of the city's 1930 name change. The four lads recorded the song 500 years after Constantinople became the capital of the Ottoman Empire. It wasn't Jimmy Kennedy's first geographically themed song. The Irish songwriter was also famous for Isle of Capri and South of the Border, both recorded by Frank Sinatra.
You can't go back to Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
The song represents another one of those musical history dividing lines. Fans of different age brackets will probably recognize either this version or its famous cover by They Might Be Giants on the 1990 album Flood. This episode was co-written by Syracuse University student Andrew Frazier as part of the Soundbeat class partnership. Find out more about the partnership at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry. Thank you.
blanket round me. Wrap your blanket round me, round me, my love. Fast flowing waterfall, fast flowing waterfall, wash my tears away, wash my tears away, away my love.
All right, we heard from the Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd with Sea Swallow Me. Kay Lemer and the Cockpit. Robbie Basho, Blue Crystal Fire, and Dorothy Carter with the Morning Star. Well, it's time to close up the thrift shop for now. I'd like to say thank you for visiting. It's always an adventure on the airwaves. Remember, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.